In many ways, our lives are all about transactions. Think about it. Need to buy groceries? Transaction. Buying or selling real estate? Transaction. Your children planning on going to college? Another expensive transaction. Want to buy a car? More expensive transactions. Want that special gift for your birthday or anniversary? You guessed it, another transaction. Notice a couple of definitions. First, the word transact. According to Merriam-Webster.com, this word means to carry to completion. Now, notice the word transaction. Merriam-Webster.com defines this word as something that is transacted, especially an exchange or transfer of goods, services, or funds. We are certainly familiar with this concept in our day-to-day lives. But what about our spiritual lives? Friends, Jesus Christ offered the greatest transaction that this world has ever known. How so? Jesus Christ paid the price in full for our sins. Think about this. God created man. Man rebelled against God. God punished man with death. Man completely deserved this punishment and found himself hopelessly lost if not for God's intervention on behalf of man. God sent his Son. His Son lived a completely sinless life. Because of the Son's sinless perfection, he qualified as the perfect atoning sacrifice to redeem man of his sin. Man killed the Son of God. Thus, the Son received the punishment deserved by man. The Son paid the price of redemption to buy man back. Man now has a way to be right with God again. Friends, this is an overview of the entire message of the Bible. This is the message of Genesis 3 and verse 15, the first prophecy of Christ, right after sin had entered into the world. This is the message of John 14 and verse 6, which says that Jesus is the way, the truth, and the life, and that no man comes to the Father but by Jesus. And this is the message of John 3:16, for God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son. Jesus paid a debt that we could not pay. He bought back a people deserving of death. He saved the very people who caused him to be our sin offering, 2 Corinthians 5:21. May we all never cease to remember the magnitude of such a sacrifice. I'm Chase Green with the Beacon Church of Christ, and this has been Something to Think About.